to Elementary. I hope you're having a fabulous Monday wherever you are and that you just absolutely love the Monday so far. I must say that while we've been having some great weather, today tended to be really, really windy, which I thought was super crazy. But my guest today, you know her. You've seen her before, have interviewed her so that you can get to know her if you missed one of my previous interviews. You can get to meet her. Hello.
Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Nice to see you.
Yeah. Nice to see you, too. And we have a few of our guests have already joined.
Nice.
And KP Staging and Home Design.
Lovely.
My bestie. She is my bestie. She's a sweetheart. She comes through for me every time.
Love it.
So, yeah, without further ado, we'll get started. So, for people who haven't met you before, introduce yourself in the Instagram handle.
Okay. My name's Deanna Ranelli. I'm a personal branding photographer in Toronto, and my Instagram handle is Deanna Ranelli Photographer. So, you know, if you go on there, you'll see a lot of examples of photo shoots I've done for people, and some branding advice should you choose or wish to take it.
Perfect. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your business. Just, just give us maybe, you know, a little bit more about where you are located, a little bit about your business.
Okay. Well, I'm located on Geary Avenue, so at Geary and, Dovercourt. Dovercourt and Geary. So the major intersections, Ossington and DuPont, that's the best way to say it.
I could have helped you, but for some reason I was having a brain freeze too.
What the heck happened there? I actually do know where I am. Anyway.
Most days.
Yeah, most days.
Can't hear you. What happened?
There.
Oh, there you go.
Can you see me better now? Yeah. I couldn't see myself well. So, So I've been a photographer for over 20 years. I started way back in the day when my kids were going to school, and I started by photographing all the kids in my son's kindergarten class, and then eventually moved to do the whole school, photographed the whole school of kids, did that like for many years. And, you know, there've been sort of ups and downs in my career just because I've been taking care of family, aging parents and all of that. But I've still managed to sort of stay with it through thick and thin. And, you know, there's been a lot of evolution, obviously, because of COVID, because of, you know, all of these ups and downs, which I previously mentioned. You know, I did do headshots. I've done family photography. I've done all of that. And so during COVID, I started a print store where I was selling my art online. And when COVID was over, I mean, it's not really over, but you know what I mean? Where yeah. Things started to start up again. I was like, you know, I love doing the art, but I also love photographing people. I just need both in my life. So I just decided that I would focus on personal branding photography. And I thought this was a really great way to help people. Photography is a real necessity for, you know, entrepreneurs, businesses, organizations that have a brand identity that need to be out there, you know, gaining trust with their audiences. And I just thought, oh, this is a way I can help people who are really passionate about what they do. You know, many people have quit, you know, full-time jobs to become entrepreneurs. So it's really cool that they're doing that. And it takes a lot of courage and determination. And you need all the right tools in your corner to really, you know, make it happen, where you're making, you know, an income that supports your family, or whatever your goals are, right? You know, you can have a multitude of goals. You can be philanthropist or whatever it is you're choosing to do. So I thought this would be a really good way to help people. And it's more of a necessity, not a luxury, for example, because all businesses really need great photographs of their service or the products that they create for people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what is a branding photographer?
Okay. Well, a branding photographer is somebody who creates visuals, whether it be for entrepreneurs, businesses, or organizations. And these visuals are meant to help convey those organizations or people's brand identities. So, you know, photographers like me work very closely with our clients to sort of take a deep dive into what their goals are for their business, how they want to be seen, you know, where are they going to use their photographs, so on social media, do they have, you know, a lead magnet where they're going to create, you know, a piece of information that they're going to give to their clients, where they're going to need really great visuals to make themselves stand apart from other businesses. You know, having a brand identity is basically creating, you know, helping to create a visual story for people so that, you know, they gain credibility, they get trust from people who are interested in what they're passionate about. So it's really a deep dive into all those things, trying to figure out what it is that you want to communicate as a business owner or entrepreneur, and then try to do that through photographs.
Interesting. No, I mean, that's well said. I mean, I will say, you know, for most realtors back in the day, they would have like this one one picture of themselves or something. And, you know, and then you wonder when you walk into the realtor in person, why you don't recognize them, right? Because
right.
The picture is like this 40-year-old picture that they no longer look like that, right? But the new way is so different. People are constantly, you know, trying to make sure they're up and keeping up to or showing themselves in their best light. I mean, I myself find myself doing that a bit more, like where I take, you know, whether it's selfies or I take pictures or I do whatever, because I'm like, okay, I gotta do this. I know it's awkward and weird, but I still gotta do it because I think that's the best way people connect with you, right?
Exactly. They get a sense of what your values are, and like having a really strong brand identity, you know, when they get a sense of what your values are and they connect to those values, then you tend to have a follower for quite a long time, because as long as you stay within the realm of your brand identity, you know, what it is that you're trying to communicate. Like for you, for example, I mean, we did a photo shoot together, and I know how important it is for you to people see you as honest and as somebody who works really hard for people, because you really care about, you know, knowing what somebody's buying and being able to convey what they're getting into. I mean, I think we had that little discussion about how, you know, you really know what the bones of a house are. And so I think that adds a lot of value to what somebody is looking at, you know, who doesn't have any experience. And so, you know, you want to convey that you have knowledge and trust, and that, why would I hire you? There's so many realtors, but there's only one Jacqueline, right? There's only one Jacqueline Watson, who's a realtor, and I really connect with her, right? I really connect with her. So, I mean, we all connect. We can't connect to everybody. So we want to connect to a specific target audience, somebody that shares the same values as we do, they're going to have a better experience if they see, you know, themselves reflected in you and your photos.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But in the words of Jasmine Starr, you're not it for everyone, boo.
Yeah.
Like she says.
Well, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah,
and I totally agree with that. Yeah. You know, I totally agree with that. I'm not for everyone, and everyone's not for me either. Because,
exactly.
Because there's some people that, you know, you have to, you know, over the years you've learned there are some people you can work with. There's some people we just connect.
Yes.
And, you know, but I do work really hard, and you're right. I wanted to show, you got it quite clear. Like I wanted to make sure people understood that, you know, that's how I roll. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not going to not eat if I don't sell you a house today.
Right.
I'm not,
right.
You know, there's still going to be food on my table. I'm still going to have the life I have.
Right.
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 And that makes a difference, right? Because I am here for the long haul.
Yes.
Some.
On most days.
On most days.
I think we can all say that it's very difficult being an entrepreneur, and some days you're just like ready to throw in the towel, right? But yeah. But then tell me.
I totally agree with that, because I feel like, you know, you do all this work and you know, there are some people who just have no clue what it's like, right? And they shouldn't. I don't mean for them that they have to, you know, feel what you're feeling. But some days it's hard. It's a lonely life. It's hard. And, you know, and that's why for me, this Instagram live show really means a lot, because I get to support other entrepreneurs and in my own way, try and showcase what they do, because I know it's hard.
Yes.
You know, and some days when everybody else is giving up, you're still going and you're like, yay.
Exactly. I think it's really awesome that you do this, because we all need a lift. And, you know, it's one thing to sort of get out there, start talking to the camera by yourself, but it's really nice to have somebody that, you know, riff off of, like we're doing right now. It's really fun.
Yeah. So what can someone expect from you if they were interested in a session with you? What can they expect from you? I know what I can expect, because I went through it myself.
Yes,
but
yes.
What can someone expect from you if you wouldn't mind sharing?
Yeah, not at all. Well, I think the first most important thing is that we sort of do a deep dive into where they're at with their branding. You know, are they just, do they know what their brand is? Do they know what they want to communicate? Do they know where they want their photos to appear? Do they know who their target audience is? So, you know, we start with the basics, and you know, like if you're really at the start of your brand, then it's really important to just address those, you know, few things right off the bat. And so like I always do a consultation with people, and sometimes I have a couple of conversations with people, because I want to be very clear about what we're trying to achieve. And I feel like the more we talk about it, the more people become more comfortable. They start to actually get the wheels, their creativity going, and figuring out, oh, okay. Yeah, no, I think I want this and I don't want that. You know, I want to be seen as, you know, really bubbly, or I want to be seen as very serious, or, you know, just depending on what it is they do for a living. So that, for me, the conversations are super important around all of the things that make up their brand, whether it's color. I mean, those are the very basics, but I like to go to the essence of what a person is passionate about. What, why do they love doing what they're doing? You know, I want to know more about who they are and what their story is, so we can convey that visually. And when we do that, then we also decide on what props, you know, they'll bring to a photo shoot, for example. And those are, you know, those can be really important, because whether you're, you know, you have a service that you're providing, or whether you're creating a product, you know, we need to show that somehow. So, you know, we're creating scenarios a lot of times. Like I'm trying to figure out, oh, what would be the best way to, you know, show this person, you know, talking to a customer, you know, what are the problems that a customer of my client is, you know, dealing with. So sometimes it's really important to actually show that emotion. So, you know, if somebody, for example, is looking for a house, you know, and they're like, they are struggling, you know, maybe it's important to show that emotion that they're struggling. And then, you know, you talk about it when you're posting it on social media or whatever it is, or if you're, you know, sending photos through an email newsletter. So, yeah, so those are really important things. We talk about all the props. We talk about the things that are going to support the messages that they're trying to convey to their ideal client or audience. And then, you know, then we do we do a lot of shooting. So, you know, I always say it's about 2.5 hours. I do include hair and makeup in the photo shoot. So that takes about 1.5 hours. And so you can just, you know, book off your day. Don't book anything after that because it takes a while. And, you know, we try to create scenarios. I try to make you feel comfortable and try to talk to you about the things that we talked about in our consultation so that we're creating really relevant images. So that's the other thing. Like, you're not wanting to just create photos that don't make any sense with what you're doing. You want to create, that's the difference with personal branding. You're doing something, creating visuals that are really relevant to the job that you're doing or the experience that you're creating for people or the product that you're creating. You know, what's the feeling behind the jewelry that you make, for example, like as a, you know, somebody's a jewelry maker, you know, what's your process? Like how, you know, what's so special about what it is you're doing and why you do it, you know? And so, yeah, I'm kind of rambling, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
So I got the opportunity to work with you, and I will say that it was a lot. It was, you know, you do take time to go through, you know, those pre meetings, and then we meet and we go through it. I mean, I was exhausted. And I do a lot of home showings. I can run from one showing to the next, but there's only so much of smiling and posing this girl can do.
Yes.
But, you know, but let me say something. Yeah. If I'm exhausted, I can imagine how drained you are by the end of your day, right? Because you're trying to kind of, you know, make me get into this, you know, non-awkward picture taking mode. And, you know, so I can imagine, like, you're probably pooped at the end of the day because you have to deal with the person and whatever they have going on. Right. And yeah, I was like totally exhausted. I said, man, I can show homes, I can do a marathon.
Yeah.
And yet I'm exhausted doing pictures.
Yeah, it's hard being in front of the camera.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, but I will say that if I were to do it again,
yes,
I would put more effort into making sure those pieces count because you're taking that time out of your day. You're booking a whole day to do this.
Yes.
I would actually make sure because I got busy and, you know, when you get busy, you're like, oh, I just want to, you know, have this happen.
Yes, just have it happen and hope for the best. So,
it was great. Like the pictures were great, but I just, if I were to do it all over again, and if I'm going to tell people, if you are going to do a brand shoot and you're going to spend money on doing this, take some time, wrap your mind around it, figure out what you really want, because you were pretty good. You did send me some things to pick from. And even that I was tardy with, you know, like I must say, a pain in the ass because you send me like things like, hey, can you pick what you like? And I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's also, I also do like, in addition to doing the verbal go through of all the branding, you know, collaterals that people have, I do send a, like a workbook. And I found that if people actually go through it, I don't think it's too crazy. it's not like this huge, crazy, like, you know, tome of questions that you have to answer, but it asks the relevant questions and it helps you get down to what you're trying to communicate. And, you know, it can even narrow it down to a shot list. And having a shot list is really awesome because then you know what you're going for in the photo shoot. And then everything else is gravy. So, you know, it's really nice. People who actually work through that workbook tend to get very clear. They get very clear on their messaging. And so, you know, and having clear messaging, then, you know, it becomes easier to pick the clothes. It becomes easier to pick the props. It just really facilitates the whole thing. And then I do feel that the photos do come out a lot better because a lot of thought was put into what the person wanted, who they're communicating with, you know, the legwork. Legwork's important. I really feel that. So, I mean, if you want pretty pictures, I can do those, but I'm telling you, you're not going to be as happy as if you do a bit of work and put some thought behind it and prepare and also be rested for the day of the photo shoot, because it does take a lot of energy. It does. Yeah. And it's fun. It just takes a lot of energy. You're going to be tired.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, I mean, you know, you're awesome. You have a really nice personality.
Thank you.
I told you that.
Thank you.
You know, and, you know, Sarah's also amazing.
Yeah. I mean, she does amazing work.
Yeah.
Totally. Yes.
You know, she's so sweet. And yeah, it was a fun day. It was nice to hang out with you guys. Absolutely. What would you say is, what would you find something most challenging about what you do?
I think it's the creative aspect. Like I love being creative. It's just, you know, you have to really guard yourself because, you know, it's hard to be creative all the time. So it can become a little exhausting. So, you know, you do go through peaks and valleys. And yeah, that is a challenge. The other aspect is the physicality of it. You know, being in a commercial studio, there's not a lot of props that are in there. So I do a lot of prep before a person comes in. So, you know, I think as most photographers do, unless they have a studio that is their own. So I share my studio. So there's a lot of setting up prior, you know, like I do have some furniture. So I have haul it from upstairs, bring it down, set up, you know, the backdrops, bring all the, you know, apple boxes, stools, you know, just, yeah, doing all of that beforehand. And then, of course, that's all to be put away when the client leaves. So, yeah, it's taxing. It can be taxing.
Yeah, I bet. Because, I mean, even the day that you did my photo shoot.
Yes.
You actually brought those beautiful tulips in.
Oh,
and
yes.
They were just so beautiful.
Those tulips. I've never seen them anywhere in the neighborhood. They were so gorgeous, right?
They were, and they lasted. I remember I mentioned to you how
yes.
long they lasted.
Yes.
You know, when you normally buy flowers from a store, you'll bring them home and you know, they don't last as long, but those ones lasted like at least a week for tulips, right? You know,
I know.
And they were just fresh. Gorgeous. I kept looking at them and I was just admiring them, but thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, what sets you apart from other brand photographers? There's a dime a dozen. There's a lot of them around.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
But what sets you apart? You know.
Yeah, I mean that's a good question. I think one of the things that I think I offer that maybe not a lot of photographers offer is hair and makeup in the base package that I offer to people. But as a person, what I think I offer is sort of the right balance between fun and seriousness and getting the job done. Like, I feel like I am able to sort of adapt to people's personalities. I feel like I'm a pretty compassionate person. So I try to, you know, read people's emotions and how they feel and make sure that, you know, that I'm not forcing them into doing something they don't want to do, or sort of the right level of push and pull, right? Because sometimes people are like reluctant to try things. And then, but sometimes I'm like, oh, just trust me, you know, and we'll give it a shot. And usually people are happily surprised. So I get pretty creative and I'm pretty spontaneous in photo shoots as well. As you know, the thing is when you do a lot of planning, it does also leave room for spontaneity. So I think that's another attribute I have. I'm pretty trying to be spontaneous and try new things. And yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think you're really well branded yourself, and I'm going to have
you.
This piece for you.
Okay, thank you.
In, so I'm
okay.
going to say that. I think you're really well branded.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
Whatever literature you send out is actually really well done.
Thank you.
Very professional. And it does give a lot of good insight and information that you send out. You do spend quite a bit of time preparing the person and getting to know a little bit about what the person is looking to achieve.
Yes.
That's one of your strengths. And, you know, maybe
thank
next
you.
Time you'll add that too. yeah, because you do spend
you.
A bit of time prepping the person, helping them like look through and get a little more focused on what they want to achieve.
Yes.
Then the day before, you also send out, you know, while Sarah sends out instructions on how to show up.
Yeah,
naked
definitely
skin.
How to prepare. Yes.
I was like, I thought I was going to scare you when I showed up
without
makeup.
Not at all. You're a beautiful woman. You just didn't scare me at all.
And then I thought, you know, but you also sent in those little, you know, multiple choice kind of like, hey, take a look at all of these, you know, whatever picture things, like almost like a board, like a mood
board.
Yeah,
like a mood board.
And,
yes.
Yeah. And and tell me what, you know, you really like from it, which makes it very easy for a person to be able to say, yeah, I like that look. I never thought of that, but I like it.
Yeah.
And you are, you know, you do. I mean, sometimes you, you know, your job is such is that you need to push us in the right direction.
Yeah, a little bit.
Different
yeah.
than me. Like
yeah.
sometimes
yeah,
I have
exactly.
to tell people, hey, this
yeah.
house is not for you. You can't fix, you can't even fix, you know, you can't even paint in straight lines. I don't think this is a fixer-upper that's ready for you, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And you kind of have to be honest with people. But I think sometimes, you know, even for me, like, remember the one picture, you were like, oh, just try it. What's this loser? You go, and then I'm like, yeah, okay, let's try it, you know, because I'm like a little bit of a... So I'm like, yeah, let's try it. And, you know, and that's a good piece too, because it helps a person, you know, either they like the picture or they don't, but
yes,
if they didn't try it, they wouldn't know, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, you just don't know how, like oftentimes people are like, oh, I don't really like black backdrops. That's a really big one I get. I don't like black backdrops. And when they see photos of themselves like behind a backdrop, they actually realize that they look great, that it's very rich. It presents like a different kind of look. And yeah, it's kind of interesting. But yeah, that it's true. Like I think, especially if a person is not clear on what they're trying to achieve, sending a mood board with different photos on it and asking them, like, what do you like? The light? Do you like the pose? Do you like, you know, what they're wearing, the prop, whatever? What do you like about this photo? Because, you know, my gosh, like, it's like an open canvas is not going to get you what you want. And I'm going to be afraid because I don't know if I'm shooting what you need. So that's not a good combination. You want to be as informed as possible and on the same page of what the vibe is that you're going for, right?
Absolutely. What's one piece of advice you would give someone who was, you know, really interested in starting a photography business. You know, what's one piece of advice you would give them?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. I'm not sure. I think it's kind of like any entrepreneur, you know, you have to just keep going. You have to keep going. You know, the more you shoot, the better you get. That's a piece of advice for a photographer I give. It's like the more you know, analyze photos, the more you know, go out and shoot, even if you shoot, you know, art, whatever you're shooting, the more you do it, the better your eye gets. It's really a muscle. Like, you know, when you do it less, you start to lose it. You have to keep going with it. It's really that kind of a craft. So that's my advice.
It's like anything, right? Like anything in life, the more you do, the better you get it, no matter what. And then you can do it in your sleep, right? Because, you know, it's just, you still have to practice. Even, it doesn't matter what it takes, like whether you're selling homes or you're data, you still have to, I mean, I don't mean you have to practice, but you have to look at stuff every day. You have to get better at it. You just have to, you know, learn to scratch a little further below the surface, you know.
Exactly.
It's curiosity, right?
It is. Like,
it's being curious, right?
Curious.
And just getting a little more into it.
Yes.
So I want to thank you for your time. But before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share that anybody have any questions? I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I have been a little tardy today for some reason.
I'm losing my natural window light. I can't believe
it's getting dark these days, right?
It's crazy. Yeah.
So is there anything else, you know, you want to add before we wrap up for today?
Sure. Just anybody who's watching, you know, feel free to reach out. I do discovery calls. I'm happy to talk to you about what you're looking for, explain to you the process of how I, you know, do my work and how I can help you achieve what you're trying to achieve with your branding identity. So, you know, you can DM me, you can email me. I also have an opt-in on my website. I've created a PDF called the 7 Essential Personal Branding Photographs, which I think is really helpful because it explains why I think you need these 7 photos for your branding, no matter who you are and what you do. So please feel free. And I'll send, you know, intermittent email newsletters just telling you stories about my clients and what's upcoming, you know, with my business. So I'd love it if you could be on my mailing list.
Perfect. So where can they reach you again?
Okay.
Your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is Deanna Rinelli Photographer. I also have another handle, which is Deanna Rinelli Photog, which is my art site. So I've been starting to post there again. And my website is Deanna Rinelli Photographer. No, it's not. It's DeannaRinelli.com, actually. Sorry. So that's where you can go for the PDF. And yeah, other than that, you can DM me here. My phone number is on my website. Yeah, just feel free to reach out. I love talking to people. So
perfect.
I'd love to help you.
Yeah. You know, if you are in need of a branding photo shoot, you know, then reach out to Diana, and I'm sure she can help you out. You know, if there's any realtors watching, and if your photos on your website are a little old, maybe time to refresh them. You know, I mean, that's how, you know, these days everybody wants to see you as you appear, I guess.
Yes.
So I don't care on how old I look. My age is my age, and that's it.
Exactly.
And, you know, and the photos just show, you know, you're true. And when people see you, they're like, okay, yeah, that's the person I'm looking for. So for all of you watching, I want to thank you for sharing your Monday evening with me. I so appreciate it. We appreciate you do, your yeah. time.
I do too. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, it makes a big difference. If there's a topic you'd like me to unpack further, then feel free to DM me at any point and say, hey, I'd like to. And if you want to be on the show, then get in touch. I'm happy to interview you as well. For those of you watching, reach out to Diana, you know, follow her. You can find her on my Instagram page. And once again, thank you, Diana. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Jacqueline. And I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. And until next time.
Okay.
Talk soon.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.